Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We starting in the show with Little Victories, and it's Friday. Thank God.
Yeah, thank the Jesus, thank the baby, thank the Lord, thank the things, thank
and
the yous.
Little Victories is, you know I love to give gifts.
You do.
So, this has been in my basement. This is a re-gift.
Okay, that's fine.
This is not something I bought for you, but the boys...
For me?
The boys and Owen and Hudson said we need to get rid of it, and they're right. And I can only think of one family I wanted to give it to.
What is going on?
From my wall to yours, from the basement to... Tell everybody what it is.
All right, Allie just handed me a framed, I'd call this a word.
It's like from Big Lots or, you know, one of those places, you know, or Target or something.
It's wall decor. It's wall decor,
it's
right?
It's wall decor, thank you.
It's home decor from Hobby Lobby.
Oh, Hobby Lobby, thank you.
Shout out HL. And it says Mini Man Cave.
There you go.
This is cute. This is adorable. This is appreciated.
It was in my basement when the boys would play down there for years, and now they're gigantic. There's not many men.
Anymore.
So I was like, well, I guess I'll give it to DZ because he's got mini men.
He got mini men. Wisdom upon me. Sammy so and Danny, but I can't see.
You can even put that in their bedrooms and say, share a room.
Bedroom? What?
Are you going to put it in the basement?
It's going to have to go in the basement. Because think about it. That's where our office is, too.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, my man cave.
So the three of you could have your little man cave.
Our mini men cave.
Aw, well, there you go. That's my little victory. I wanted to pass down. This is like one of the passing forward, the things I used when my kids were little. And now you can have the mini man cave sign.
This is now a family heirloom. Thank you.
Yay! We have our first one!
And then we're going to pass it back to you, because inevitably, guess what?
When Owen has kids, you mean?
Granny A.
Oh, God!
I know. I'm just saying.
Don't call me Granny. The show's done. We're leaving.
Bet. Little Victories. Show's over early on a Friday. Have a great day,
bye,
y'all. We love you. Bye.
Just kidding. Question of the day is next. 103.7 Kiss FM. It really is Friday. I don't know what the hell's going on around here, man.
I swear.
Oh, my goodness. Hi. How are you? Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estamos? Wepa.
Oh, muy bien. Y tú?
Muy bien. Gracias.
I need to speak more Espanol. It's been struggling lately.
I got you. A few people have come up to me and said, man, I need to practice my Spanish with you, dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who? Back up. I'm the one.
It's like security guards at the Bucks. You know, some of the like your homies from over there. Oh. They're like, bro, you be speaking Spanish. You got to put me on, man.
They want to learn it.
Yeah, it's like one word a day. One word a day.
Why do the dudes want to learn it? They want to talk to the ladies, don't they?
Probably. They say, when you going to Colombia next?
They're like, let us come for the Colombian ladies.
Hey, leave my cousins alone.
They want to date your whole family. That's funny, dude.
Chill out.
That's funny. Well, we made it to Friday, DZ. It's amazing. Mm. And I'm happy that we're here. The first week in April is over.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Made it through, y'all.
And we're going to do the question of the day. Then what would DZ do?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a special guest joining us on the show because I made a big demand in the city.
Diva
demands, and I can't wait to have this person on to see if my demands are being met.
Why are you smacking your hand like that?
Because if not, somebody's going to show up and deal with them.
We about to backhand somebody?
If they don't meet my needs.
You know I'm down.
They're meeting your needs, too. That's the good news.
Oh, bet.
And then it's Am I the Jerk, then Dumpster Fire Dating, Jim Gaffigan tickets. There's so much going on.
I use your name so many things. Is that all in our show?
That's all in our show.
So you're going to have to just kick it.
Mm-hmm. Dumpster Fire Dating, I'm debating on which story I want to tell.
Ooh, for Dumpster Fire Dating, we're debating?
Yeah, I can't.
I like where this is going.
Decide if I want to tell you about a new guy I've been talking to or if I want to tell you about an old guy who's stalking me. You pick.
All right, I'll pick throughout the show.
We can have people text.
Yeah, give us a second
to
decide.
It's actually not funny. Stalking is not funny.
It's not funny.
But the lengths this guy went to reach out to me was disgusting. Well, so I thought, you're on stalker mode right now, dude. You better back up.
Sometimes you got to laugh at the pain and laugh at the struggle because otherwise it gets too real. Mm-hmm. Too real.
So Dumpster Fire is coming up today, too. All right, you ready for the question of the day?
Yeah, first things first.
All right, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
There we were yesterday, me and DZ, and he looked at me and he goes, do you throw trash away with no bag? And I go, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There has to be a bag.
Mm.
I will not just throw random trash into my trash can.
It's garbage.
No. I feel like everything's going to fly out of the trash can if I do that. Like, it's going to tip over all of a sudden.
Listen, I feel you.
Last week, my whole recycling bin was knocked over from the wind. I was running down the street picking up cans.
And we live in the windy Midwest.
Ugh.
Bruh, and what brought this on is you had noticed outside, right? From a couple weeks ago or 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's what started it, all the trash in the field.
And you was like, man, I want to go out there and pick it up. And I was like, just chill. Earth Day's coming up. don't do the pre-work.
You guys, I did say I wanted to clean up the trash in our field.
Lawn? I don't know.
Because the radio station, people don't even realize it's here.
Yeah.
People drive by all the time.
And we're
then
in
the
neighborhood.
And I'll meet people and they'll go, that's the radio station? I've driven by that radio station a million times. I'm like, we're in the middle of a neighborhood by Costco in Hales Corners. What do you want?
Thought it was an office. Well,
look,
it is.
Look up for the towers. Yeah. You'll see us.
Yeah. We're not at a mini airport. We're not.
But
we're
they don't even
station.
Realize they drive right by. So,
right. Yeah,
there's all this trash in our field right now. It's driving me crazy.
Because what happened was when it was super, super windy like a week or so back, the trash cans from the neighborhood got blown over and then one or two of them got blown across the street. It was that windy. When they got knocked over, I watched this. I saw the trash cans. There was garbage cans with zero bags
in them.
And
those people, it's their fault.
It's their fault.
We should walk across the street and tell them it's their fault.
Hey,
and
get your garbage.
They should go get their garbage. That's not cool.
There might be a piece of mail with their address on it. So I'm just saying. But I have seen, noticed neighbors in the past, and maybe one or two of my neighbors now, that put garbage in the garbage bin, receptacle, whatever, for collection, no bag.
I hate that. There has to be a bag when you throw. This is the problem. You don't do that, and now we got a field full of trash because somebody didn't put a bag in.
And then somebody doesn't do it for the recycling, and the same thing happens. Now you got milk jugs and papers everywhere.
One time, you know what? It's funny. I shouldn't. This is the opposite of what we're saying because we're saying you must bag everything. so we don't have a trash in a field like we do now because it blew everywhere. When I lived downtown, there in our trash room, you had to take your trash and dump it down the trash chute because I was in an apartment. Yep. I was in a condo.
Yep.
And every day there'd be this bag of trash. Somebody would not just put it in the chute.
What?
So I had enough of it. You know what I did? I ripped open the bag of trash.
Went through it?
Uh-huh. And I found a address.
Yep.
And I went and set it right back in front of their door.
Here you go.
And I said, start putting your trash down the chute. It's not that hard.
It really
now,
isn't.
I know this isn't the same as what we're talking about right now, but you triggered that story when we talked about trash, bagging it, finding a something with their address on it.
Fair. No, fair, for sure.
Oh, my Brett, God. It's
weird, though, because get this, though, Allie.
What?
Sometimes, and depending on the neighborhood, you know, the municipality, whatever, you shouldn't be putting your recycling in garbage bags unless they're clear garbage bags.
I've never seen recycling in bags.
But even then, that's still technically garbage, right? So if that gets blown over, that's getting blown around, and now that's garbage in the street too, right? It's a problem either way. Thankfully, our garbage men and recycle men, they take our stuff regardless of what bag we put it in.
Yeah.
So blessed, because we sometimes don't have no clear bag, and we're not just going to dump the trash in there.
Right.
But this is the thing, man. Some people don't use garbage bags, and they got to say it with their chest, because I'm agreeing. We're in agreement here.
These people that don't use trash bags? The only reason is because you're broke and you're out of them, or you don't want to go get more. That's all. Trash bags aren't cheap.
You're against it?
I'm just saying.
Penny pinching?
Yes, that's the only reason, is I ran out of trash bags, so I threw everything in there. Otherwise, you better have a bag so we don't have trash everywhere.
I hate when I'm looking at somebody's garbage can that's sitting there open, and they just got chicken bones laying there. Like, how do you just toss chicken bones in the garbage?
You know what? Teddy in Muskego texted in. He said,
oh, Lord.
Marnin, it's not bag, it's bag.
The bag. Sorry, do you use a garbage bag?
Teddy!
We've been saying it wrong. It's bag.
It's bag.
Well, it's bagel, Allie.
Apparently, Marie from Waterford said, what if you did a cleanup of the trash around Earth Day? We usually do that at the radio station. They actually make us go outside, pick up trash, which I'm happy to do, but they take 3 pictures.
Right.
They send them to corporate, and they go, look what we did today.
Put it in the email.
And I'm like, chill out. I was out there for 5 minutes. Should I be telling our secrets like that?
No, because we actually do clean, though. Now, I'm going to be honest.
We
like,
do
we be
clean
out there,
up,
but
yes.
But they do it for the clout. It's actually just a nice opportunity to pick up some of the garbage. Yeah. So when you said, I'm going to go get that garbage, I was like, hold on. Earth Day's coming up.
It's irritating me. I want to go out there and clean it up right now.
Earth Day's in like 5 days. Don't worry about it.
I don't want to wait that long. All right. Should you use a bag or not with your trash? That is the question of the day. Do you bag it or no bag?
Bag or no bag.
Because the no baggers, this is why we have trash all over the place. You're the problem.
Yep.
We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right. So we're talking about, do you bag your trash or not?
You bag it or no?
You bag or no. Let's go to Teddy in Muskego, who already texted in about how to say bag. Marnin.
You keep saying it wrong.
Bag.
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 I don't, whatever. You guys are saying it wrong, not me. So whatever.
It's bag. Bag.
Hi, Teddy.
Good morning.
Marnin.
Do you bag your trash?
Well, if you're going from the house garbage to the outside garbage, you know, bag.
Yes.
But, you know, what if you're cleaning out your car? Do you go out of your way to get a garbage bag to then put the garbage in there when you're standing right next to the outside
the bin?
Garbage?
Yeah. I keep a bag on me, man. I do. I keep a bag in there. Yeah, a little trash bag, something. I got kids, though.
I'll admit it. You come home with McDonald's.
Yeah.
You pull into the garage, let's say. The trash can's there, and you just toss it in.
Well,
McDonald's
is already in a bag.
Yes, but it's still not in a bag. It's got to be in a trash bag.
It's its own bag.
That doesn't count. No, nope.
It counts for me.
The bag doesn't count because then the bag flies everywhere and everything comes out of it.
Touche.
I'm telling you.
No, I'll toss that. I'll
use more bags, you know? Then you're messing up the whole ecosystem here by using more bags.
The ecosystem is screwed, Teddy. It doesn't matter at this point.
Recycling isn't real, and neither are garbage bags. So.
Teddy, get out of here. Bye.
Bye, Teddy.
Have a good morning. Peace.
Oh, I love Teddy. Let's go to Guillermo in Port Washington. Good morning.
Morning, Memo.
Good morning. Hope everybody's having a good morning.
That was so nice.
Bag.
You use a bag?
Yeah, for sure. My mom, growing up, you know, she always used to yell at me, put a bag, yep. It's going to stink the house.
Yep.
Then if you have a key diaper, you know, it's going to smell all over the house.
Ugh, even worse.
Yeah.
Bro.
Wait, Guillermo, you would actually put stuff in a trash can with no bag? Might as well be a psychopath at this point.
No, my girl, sometimes I yell at my girlfriend because she doesn't put a bag. And I, you know, sometimes, you know, growing up in Spanish, my mom be like, la bolsa, la bolsa.
La bolsa, la bolsa, la bolsita, the little bag, the little bag.
Especially, that would make me crazy.
No, the bathroom garbage is notorious to get missed for a garbage bag. If you don't put a bag in the put a bag in your bathroom garbage, please and thank you.
I went and bought smaller bags to put in my kids' bathroom and my bathroom so that we would have trash bags so I could just quickly pull them out.
We've leveled up because we used to be, you know, less bougie.
Yeah.
And we used to use the Target, the Walmart, you know what I'm saying? And that felt fine.
Oh, you can use those.
Now I get the scented, the hefty, the mini, the hefty minis.
Scented
ones in the bathroom, absolutely, especially and women in the time of the month and diapers and all that. Yeah, you gotta have the scented ones.
All right, Memo. No, you're right, big dog.
Thanks, Guillermo. Have a good day.
Take care, guys.
I appreciate you, man. Wepa.
You're so right about the bathroom garbage can. Those are the grossest. And the funniest part is I'll go in and I'll empty the trash on Sunday because it comes on Monday. So I'll pull the bags out and I'll be like, you better put a new one in. Because if you don't put a new one in, Allie, somebody's going to throw trash in there, including yourself, and there's not going to be a bag. It's now or never.
Pro tip, throw a roll in the little mini
underneath.
Bag at the bottom.
You're so right.
Yep. Because, you know there ends up like a cotton ball or something stuck to the bottom of the plastic if you don't put a bag in there.
I was going to say that I do use the Target bags as a trash bag in the basement, like for my lint from the dryer.
100%.
That's my Target is the trash bag.
Those are go-to bags.
Sherry in Caledonia texted in. She said, yes, 100% use a bag for garbage. Our garbage just got knocked down from wind this week, actually, and that would have been a mess. Yes, Sherry, see?
Thank you.
That's what happened to the radio station. Somebody's garbage spilled over in Hale's Corners, and it's everywhere.
Well, Teddy talking about the ecosystem and the argument of like, well, if you're using too many bags, but if you're not using bags, then you get the garbage blown over and we're still screwing
up. And then we're littering.
And now what about the ecosystem?
Hello. Tina from West Dallas texted in. You can text 414-533-1037. She said, you have to use a bag for garbage, but some curbside recycling pickups will not accept recycling in plastic. I don't put recycling in bags.
We do. Because I don't want it to blow over. Same concept.
You do.
I don't want it to
blow
over. I'm glad they do. We were surprised when they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a clear bag every time. We prefer to use the clear bags. If not yet, throw the recycling in there, but whatever.
Well, Carrie in Kenosha said, bag. I didn't even know there was an option. Gross. Let's go to Ryan in Calabama if you want. Otherwise, screw him.
It's Friday. We're going to be nice.
Hi, Ryan.
Good morning.
All right. Are you a bagger when it comes to trash, or do you let it fly everywhere and get in the neighborhood?
I'm a bagger.
Thank God.
We are out here.
I gotta have that bagger.
We at the end of the checkout.
So is the not using a bag just so when you're feeling lazy? Is that what it's for? It's for the lazy people and us when we're not in the mood?
I honestly think so.
No way.
For the people that just want to destroy the ecosystem some more, like the Muskegans where they use the organic bags.
Oh, my God.
Teddy.
We got a Muskego Calabama fight going on. Let's go.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Okay. Hi, it's me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm the problem. It's me.
Okay, Allie.
Help. What do I do?
What's wrong?
My house projects are out of control.
What do you mean?
They're bad. DZ, I've had a bathroom that has not functioned for over 2 years now.
Still.
So I can use the toilet.
Yeah.
I can use the sink.
But the
shower has not been functioning for over 2 years, maybe longer. Let me think about the last time I used the shower before it started leaking down and into the kitchen.
I
had to stop using the bathroom. How long ago? At least two. Was that COVID? Was I using it? It might be three. It might be 3 years since my shower was functional in my bedroom.
But thankfully, you've got more than one shower.
I use the boys' shower. But the whole reason I did this whole remodel when the boys were little, where I added a bathroom to my house, I didn't have to share with my boys when they were teenagers. And now here we are, they're teenagers.
Yep.
They're hiding in the bathroom, and I don't want to talk about that.
Yep.
And whatever they're doing for 5 hours.
Don't worry about it.
And I don't want to go in their bathroom anymore. It's disgusting. I don't want to clean it. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to look at the pee on the seat. I'm done.
They're figuring life out, bro.
The shower's disgusting. It's all disgusting, okay?
Aiming is hard when you're young.
And it's hard. So I'll let them live in their dirty bathroom, okay?
Fair.
But now I've got this problem where I've got this non-functioning shower that has needed to be fixed. And I know it's going to be expensive. Mm-hmm. I know I've got to let people come in my house. So it's like you put all these things together and I've just been avoiding it and using a different shower. And it got to the place in my house where I don't even look at the shower and I forget that it's not functioning.
Sure. It's just there.
It's just there.
You got a broom in there maybe or something, the mop.
Yep. So that goes now.
That was our basement bathroom for sure.
That's my bathroom right now. That's my bedroom bathroom. Which I'm blessed to even have a bathroom in my bedroom. A master bathroom is money, okay?
Yeah.
So it's half functioning right now. So that whole thing needs to be gutted and fixed because the toilet has issues, long story.
So that's one project.
Then a couple years ago, here's another embarrassing story. A year and a half ago, my fence got knocked over by the wind.
The wind.
It's
so
old. And
then you had the deer. That's how the deer got in.
And the deer started living in my yard and having babies because they could now get in because Bella died. So I didn't have a need for the fence as much.
Your dog, yeah.
But I would love to get a new dog. So I need to fix the fence. But again, you know how much.
Y'all heard it.
You know how much.
You heard her say it.
If I could fix this fence, I would get a dog.
You heard her say it.
You know how much fences and wood and all these things.
Jeez.
It's not like it used to be where it's like $5,000 for a fence. It's like you're getting $20,000 as quotes. These are crazy what they're quoting you for fences now.
Why is material and parts and labor?
It's insane.
What, are y'all building a house with this fence? Come on, man. Yeah, no, trust me. We've gotten quotes for fences. We were just talking to Ryan not that long ago.
Yeah.
And he was talking about some fence solutions and whatnot because, this is an
issue. I need Ryan because I'm the trashiest house in the neighborhood right now. Because
nah, forget Ryan. I got it.
Thank you. Enter the fence now.
Yeah.
There's a half a fence. I mean, my neighbors must be looking at this thing going, you are destroying our neighborhood. It's so trashy. From the side, you can see half of the fence is broken down and half is up. It looks so ridiculous, DZ. It looks crazy, fence.
Don't you down yourself. You are leveling the property value.
Dude, so now I got a bathroom that's not functional. I got a half fence, which wouldn't matter except people are like, well, just knock the rest of the fence down,
right,
which is a possibility.
You don't need it.
But then,
Then
I lose the whole fence?
Yeah, then
privacy. Losing the whole fence.
I know. I feel that.
So now I've got, you can see it from the outside or you can come inside and see it.
Okay.
That I have projects.
What other project?
My main bath. I think that the toilet needs to be, DZ, I could go down a list.
A few things. Anything
There's
in the
a
kitchen?
Couple holes in the drywall that need to be fixed that have just happened over the years.
I
mean, you walk up my stairs, you see a hole in the drywall. I just never fixed it. For years now.
Either one.
And I don't even see it anymore. It's just there.
Object blindness or whatever, like it's just no longer there to you.
So I am at a place now where I'm ashamed. So I said I'm bringing this on the air because I feel
I'm ashamed.
So
let's
I'm bringing
talk
it on the air
it.
Because it's the only way I'm going to move forward.
Heard.
You could only push this stuff down for so long. I have to talk about it. I have to manifest it. I have to figure out what the hell I'm going to do because I'm embarrassed.
I got you.
I'm embarrassed. It's like I don't talk about it. I act like it's not happening. But I have things that need to be fixed in my house.
Dude, trust me. I feel you. We still need a new roof.
Mm-hmm. Samesies
on the fence. We want to do a fence still. Yeah. And just the material
is
like, ridiculous.
I want but don't need.
Right. But something that we now need to
fix. Bathroom has to be fixed.
Two huge things. Our blinds are now trashed in the boys' room.
Of course they are because the kids.
Well, yeah, they ruined them. And they're expensive blinds at that. So yay! The last owners were retirees and they had nice blinds. Mm-hmm. The nice little retractable themselves. Yeah, whatever.
You know how much window coverings are?
Yes.
Blinds are not cheap.
They're not cheap. And they didn't go cheap on them either, bro. And not to mention our screen door on our front door just busted.
Are you kidding?
The wind. Thank you.
Oh, you need the screen door too for summer now.
Right. So there's a few things that we need to work on that I feel like they couple together with what you need to work on.
Should I be embarrassed that it's been years that I have a bathroom that just doesn't work? I just go into every day and use the sink and leave? I mean, I feel like that should be embarrassing.
No, growing up, the bathroom in our basement was non-existent to like 99% of the people that ever went into our house.
Really?
Because they didn't know there was a whole bathroom down there. We could have made an apartment in the basement.
Yeah.
Literally. But the shower was never used because my mom preferred to keep cleaning equipment in there rather than letting anybody use the shower. Eventually, all them pipes in there basically atrophied, so the water was never the same.
Mm. Why? Because it never got run or what?
Yeah, it never got used.
I did have somebody come over and go, you need to run that water once in a while. So I do that once in a while just to make sure. But
keep the flow.
To keep the flow, because I wouldn't have, again, I wouldn't have known that.
We ain't keep the flow. And then 10 years later, we're like, oh, this is disgusting, dog.
How do you get out of a rut? Like, what's the advice is what I want to ask everyone. WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
I think, man, not to disagree with you, but I think the advice is more like, how do we get these projects done?
How do I get it done? Because I'm avoiding it for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
Money, time, having people come.
Care.
Care. Like, having to deal with it. I just don't want to deal with
it. It's mad inconvenient, right?
But I know once I deal with it, I'm going to feel so good. Like, once I redo the bathroom, I may be broke, but I'm going to feel great because my space is going to be fixed.
The winter time is a bad time to do remodeling stuff because you can't really ventilate a space properly.
Yeah.
You can't move things around like you kind of need to. Mm-hmm. But then in the summer, well, we out. So I'm not going to be home to worry about the fence or the roof or the door. So, right? But I got you. I definitely got you.
You
want
you
me
do?
To tell you now? You want me to tell you what everybody
no,
on the other side?
No, I want you to tell me next with everybody else. 414-533-1037. Okay, whoever said sell it and start over. See, that's not an option. I've thought about this, but the market is so bad.
Never say
that
never.
I've thought about I'd rather just give it, sell my house and move somewhere that's fixed. But I can't. That's not the way it works, you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll give better advice
next. We'll talk to you next.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? On Kiss FM.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking about how embarrassed I am because I've got these house projects that have basically been there for years. And I'm finally talking about it on the air. I've been hiding them. I don't even like people going in my bathroom because it's not functioning.
They're stacking up.
The projects are unavoidable, and if I don't deal with them, like, it's not, this isn't how you live. You got to deal with stuff like the broken stuff in your house. You can't act like it's not there, which is what I've been doing for 2 years.
Allie
my
said, we've been living in squalor.
Squalor.
The squalors of New Berlin.
Half of, well, exactly. We're fine. We're just fine. You know what? Screw you. I hate you so much sometimes.
I got a rib.
Let's go to Madi in Milwaukee, and then I want to hear what your advice is. She's very nervous. She's never been on the air before. Hi, good morning.
Don't be Madi.
Don't be nervous.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. I'm so excited. I did not think I was going to be able to get through. I told my daughter.
Girl, you're through.
You got to believe in yourself.
You
did
it. We're on the air. We're live. What's happening? Buenos dias. Good morning.
Buenos dias. All right. But yeah, you know, I have to say that when I heard this segment on the radio, because I listen to you every morning, I mean, I can, you know.
Can you relate?
I feel the same way.
You're like.
Same girl. She said same girl.
I wanted to talk about this because I feel like I'm not alone. Do you have projects that have been there for years like me that you just stare at and then they make you feel shame because you don't take care of them, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
And you know what? I try to tackle them by myself, but then I'm
DIY.
Like, how do I start? And if I hire someone,
it's overwhelming.
Way too expensive.
Way too expensive.
Well, and then you've got money invested because you tried to do it yourself and then made it worse maybe sometimes.
Yep. Yeah. So then I go, do I just go into all this debt to fix the project that's staring me in the face? What do I do? Because I feel like her. I think about some of these things like you, Madi, where I go, I could do this. I could Google how to put flooring in. And then I go, no, I can't.
YouTube University would teach you a lot, though.
I feel overwhelmed like her, and then I don't even start.
Okay.
Well, same thing.
Madi, so then what do you do? What's your advice for Allie?
No, she's asking you, DJ.
She said, no. I was joining the advice. I'm staying on the phone.
I'm embarrassed as well.
Yes.
I have a lot of family that come over and they see and, you know, and they know, like, we've had some of our stuff that needs to be repaired for the past, I'm not exaggerating, over the past few years.
Same.
Sure.
Same.
We had a situation where we purchased a refrigerator that was too large and we could not get it through the doorway.
Uh-huh.
So my husband decided, okay, we need to get this fridge because we did not have a fridge at all.
Right.
And he decided to take one of them tools to remove all the, to open.
The door frame?
Yes.
And he didn't put it back and he didn't put it back,
Latinos,
did he?
Latinos, baby, yeah. I swear.
That's amazing. Well, you've seen my fridge, DZ. My fridge doesn't fit either. So what the people before me did was they basically shoved it into a space it didn't fit.
Right.
And then I had to take some of the molding down in order to even move it when I had to get behind it to fix the ice maker.
Same concept.
It did not. And it's still off.
Yep.
There's still no molding. It looks ridiculous.
You literally found your Latino twin,
bro. I knew I was Latino.
Madi and Allie. Y'all are twins, bro. All right, so let's get you guys some help.
So, girl, you and I get together, and we'll just get on YouTube and try to fix them together.
All right. Absolutely. We need to find a third stooge. We need to find a third stooge for y'all.
You're in, DZ. Welcome. Okay, thanks for calling, Maddie. We're gonna try to solve this. Keep listening.
Have a great day.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the show, first time. And DZ and I are gonna try to solve this. What's your advice before we go to the next caller?
Call again, Maddie. My advice you already don't want to do. I was gonna say.
I feel so not alone anymore, though, because of her.
You feel seen?
I feel like she feels me and that I'm not alone.
Validation.
Yes.
You need to YouTube University this. Now, all right.
It's too much work. I can't redo a shower by myself.
Hold on. I know it's overwhelming.
I'm not a plumber.
We're not doing any of that. I'm not going to YouTube University how to demo a bathroom.
I need a contractor. I mean, that's the kind of project I'm doing.
What you need to do, though, is start with the little things. Make a list, right? My advice. Make a list of all the things.
We'll be here all day.
That's fine. We got a weekend coming up. You got some time to do this in. Because it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's actually not even going to get started today. But if the list at least gets going, I need you to walk around your house, notch every little thing in every little room that needs to get fixed, from the door handles to the
we'll
knobs,
be here all day,
to the trinkets on the walls, to the little holes, back to the plugs, anything. If a light switch needs to get repaired, notch it, bro, and put it in level of importance once you got everything set. The little things.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The holes on the wall, the swatch,
the drywalls.
You better go to Home Depot.
And do that immediately.
Lowe's, whatever. Not you.
Not me.
Them boys. You got young men.
I don't want them to do that.
Why
not? Destroy it.
No. Why not? You guys all get on YouTube together.
Owen is smart.
It's a family endeavor. Boys, we need to take care of our home. We are now going to teach you the way to live when you live on your own. Something breaks, we're going to try to fix it. If we can't, then we're going to look for other options. But this drywall, let me show you how to put a patch on, Poppy.
I don't even know how to put a patch on. Don't you get that?
Well, then YouTube.
I know nothing about this stuff, and I have never learned. It's always felt overwhelming and intimidating.
It's quite easy.
That's why I like men who fix things.
Do the little things. They're quite easy, and you're gonna feel empowered.
I am gonna feel empowered.
It's gonna feel energizing, and I actually think it's gonna help that like mundane, I don't know, lull that you got going on that we were talking about not that long ago.
It goes into it.
I think it does, and I think doing those little things
will make me feel better.
Not only boost your self confidence in the sense of doing things at home, like fixing things, but then just boost your morale is like,
yeah, because it's true. I get to this empowered, independent woman thing, and now I'm sitting in this place where I'm going, my house is messed up, and I don't know what to do next. I feel like a week. I feel like I don't. What are you doing? Figure it out, Allie. Call someone.
Empower
but
yourself.
It's money.
YouTube University is going to help you. I'm not telling you to go grab a sledgehammer and demolish your bathroom, but grab some caulking, grab a patch, a little bit of paint, and get on that wall.
Somebody said, time to put only dates contractors in the dating apps, Dawn. Trust me, every time I meet a guy who fixes things, I'm like, hey.
I guess that's valid advice, too. But I'm going to empower you more than that.
Alicia from Menominee Falls said, just get a home equity line of credit to fund it and find a Hispanic contractor that doesn't overcharge. Listen.
I'm telling you.
I have considered the home equity line because I've owned my house for 10 years. Listen. I can take out a loan, but the problem is now I got more bills then. You see, it does either way, the money's stressing me out, you guys.
If you do want to talk to somebody, I do got my people at Brewery Credit Union that can help you out with the situation.
To. Honest to God.
Like, if that is the line, and
that
the way
be
you
it.
Want to go to, bet.
Because I don't
that
know how I'm
going
to afford
too.
This. You're telling me to go learn how to drywall. That's fine, but what about all the other stuff?
If that's what if you're looking to just be hands-off and talk to somebody, bet. BCU got you, and I can put you in connection with them. But what I will say is that you're a hands-on individual. Mm-hmm. I think you want to do this by yourself.
I think you'd
rather do this for yourself, right?
Yes.
You want to learn. You want to explore. This is your home.
Okay.
This is your baby.
Let's go to Tony and Racine. DZ, you're right. Everything you're saying is true. This all has to do with me. And how I feel about myself.
Your home is your playground, and even if you mess it up, guess what? Nobody else is going to see it already. You've already been hiding the fact that the bathroom don't work. Why not just try it and fix it?
I got a text from a guy I know who fixed my other bathroom.
Uh-oh.
I know someone who can fix that bathroom.
Wink.
Jason, I see your text.
Wink, wink.
No, he has a business. I paid him.
But
it's somebody I know that I can, you know, I trust and can rely on.
That's money.
But it's going to cost me.
It's all
I can't
cost
do
money.
It without money.
The world costs
That's
money.
That's what I'm coming to terms of. I have to deal with that part. And then I got to see what Tony and Racine wants. Tony!
What up?
Okay, you better not text in whoever texted in OnlyFans time. Get out of here. I'm not starting an OnlyFans.
Dang, you stole my idea.
All advice is valuable in these endeavors.
You guys trying to fund my bathroom with an OnlyFans account. Get out of here.
All of a sudden, Allie does buy a new house.
And everyone's looking for the link.
Stop it, y'all. Be more respectful.
I'm not doing OnlyFans unless I get fired. I've said that 1,000 times.
Same. Feet friends? Another story.
He said he's on feet. Okay, Tony, what do I do? I'm so embarrassed. People are texting in things like, Allie, you're my soul sister. I feel this. So apparently I'm not alone that other people feel this to their core. She said, I'm listening to the advice now too. Because people are doing what you and I do, DZ, where we start looking the other way. We have all these problems in our houses and we're not fixing them.
Well, and I'm giving you all this advice. I don't have broken stuff at my house. My screen door ain't trash right now. Like, come on, dog. I'm not doing this either. Yes, we are relating. Let's talk.
Let's
Tony.
Talk.
Tony, what up, man?
I'm gonna piggyback off DZ a little bit. I like the whole list idea. I think that's perfect. But also, we got to remember the times that we're in today. Mm. We can reach out on the internet and find so many affordable contractors.
That's
so
true.
Many
but
people who start
but
are they reliable?
That's the problem, though, 100%. Tony. I can go on Facebook and go, give me your recommendations. Who do you recommend for this? Who do you recommend for that? And guess what? I'm going to get 9,000 recommendations. Yep. And I'm going, but how do I know which one? Everybody's got one.
Anybody
because
I bring
you
in.
You got to put a little bit of the time in. If you're going to save money, money's time.
Yeah,
if you're going to save money, what you're stressing, that means you take the time to invest in the investigation part and look somebody up.
And
you want to say 10 people and go, okay, I'm going to investigate these guys, see their work, see the reviews, because everything's online now. You know, you'll see all of their work from other customers. So now you're saving money, and on top of that, some of these contractors will allow you to help. So now you have hands-on experience with somebody who knows what they're doing, and they might knock off a little because now you're willing to get dirty.
Are they really going to want to teach me?
I mean, listen.
Oh, trust me, the stuff that BZ's talking about, like patching the holes in the wall, things like that, that's easy.
You don't need nobody for that.
That's something he can say, hey, go grab this mud right here. Go grab that patch kit here. Put it together. I'm going to go do your outlets in your bathroom, and I'll check up on you in a little bit.
Right.
That's how we do that.
If you don't throw that spackle on that wall, just smooth it out and grab some sandpaper. Man, for real though.
Okay.
From the sounds of it too, since somebody I know just said that they ain't got no messed up house and screen door, it sounds like they might be volunteering a lot of their time. You know?
Is he saying you're volunteering?
My last piece of advice was going to be, hey, you come help me fix my stuff. I'll come help you fix yours.
I would do that.
Yeah.
It takes a village, bro. It's not just about raising these kids.
Exactly.
We got to keep this roof right over our heads, too.
I mean, I would just babysit your kids while you fix my stuff. What about that? I have demands. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Okay.
Not often do I enter Diva Allie.
Is this like a holdup? I mean, is this a stick-up? Like
I have demands, and I want them met. No, I'm totally kidding.
This is like a hostage negotiation situation.
Of. We have a very special guest on the phone, and DZ, I'm excited to pull her up. It's my very good friend, Callie. Hi, Callie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Hi, DZ. Hi, Allie.
You know DZ very well now, too.
Oh, yeah.
You guys met through me, and now DZ even hosted your last event. Because
we've been rocking.
Tonight, DZ and I will be the MCs for Hops for Hearts, which
dun,
is happening
Woo!
Downtown at the Pritzloff. And if you guys don't know about this, well, you're missing out because I met Callie years ago, DZ. She hit me up when she needed an MC for a fundraiser. And all I saw was this message on Facebook that said, hi, my child died and I need an MC. And I went, oh my God.
Oh Lord, that's an entry.
Say less.
Yeah. I think I was a little more eloquent than that. But that's the gist of it. Yeah.
That's the gist of it.
I need some help.
It's a good nutshell. It's a good nutshell.
I said, okay, what do you need? Take my whole family. What do you need?
I need Hudson and Owen and you.
Take them. Yes, you got us.
So I got to know Callie. So Callie, tell everyone about Theo. She lost her son Theo, 6 months old, from congenital heart disease. But
right.
Callie, tell everyone what happened with your son.
Yeah, well, I found out when I was pregnant that Theo had a congenital heart defect and that it would require open heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, obviously that was hard, but we're really, really lucky that we have Children's Wisconsin right down the road.
Right.
Yeah.
We have an amazing, amazing cardiac team, amazing cardiac ICU nurses and providers.
Yes.
And so, we spent 6 months there in between 2017 and 2018. And Theo, I think I've come to peace with the fact that he was not meant to live long. We got 6 months with him and he just kept having complications and had a really, really long and hard life. And so after he died, I had to put that pain and grief somewhere. For the first year, I wasn't, you know, super active with it. But then after that, you know, I had to do something.
Right.
So I made Project Bubaloo, and Project Bubaloo has been in the community now since 2018. And we've just been doing events and raising money for congenital heart disease research, which we've been meeting our mission every year. It's grown, and it's been very exciting.
It's been amazing.
You watch people put together nonprofits and want to make a difference and make a change. Callie is one of those people that's phenomenal. I'm like, I've never seen someone put so much grief and energy into this, and she's raised like $500,000. Yeah. I'm like, you're insane.
I gotta brag a little bit. Our goal this year is to make it to $1 million total, and we are almost to $900,000.
Talk that.
That's my
tonight.
Girl.
Yeah, tonight's a big night. It's really gonna we're really gonna see where we end up.
We're gonna hit $1 million. We're gonna hit $1 million.
Let's hit the mill.
We're gonna hit it this year. Yep.
A mill, baby. Let's go.
Hops for Hearts is fun.
Exactly.
I don't even know if there's still tickets available.
Are there?
I don't know.
Well, I would say the people that waited last year, about 100 people waited till last minute and bought this week.
Yep.
So we turned off ticket sales last night.
Sorry, guys. Next year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you show up at the door, I'm not going to say no. Then we can't let that be like 100 people.
But be ready to show.
Have enough food.
If you're going to pull up to the door with no ticket, you better be ready to show out.
Speaking of showing up
yes,
to the door,
exactly.
Enter the reason I've got you on the phone, Callie, because not only do you inspire me and change lives, and I just can't believe how much you've done for congenital heart disease, and we will always remember Theo now, but we will always continue to talk about him and think about him because of you.
Baby Bubaloo, that's where the name came from.
But Callie, last year when I showed up for Hops for Hearts, DZ, they had valet, and it's at the Pritzlaff Building. So, you know, that's like on 2nd Street. So it's kind of hard to, I don't know if it's 2nd, but it's right down there in downtown.
It's downtown, right.
And so
I it's by the gas station downtown.
Yeah,
there's only one of them.
There really is only one.
There's two.
One and a half.
Yeah.
One and a half.
So it's by the gas station near Plankinton, and I couldn't park. So I came into the event like a total diva. And I was like, I was high maintenance. I was like, you didn't give me valet?
How dare you?
That would happen.
You were
very flustered because you were late, which... Being late with your MO, I was used to it. But at an event, you get very bent out of shape when you're late. And so you were all over the place. And I'm sitting there going, Allie, you're not like doing anything till like 11 or 7:30. I don't know.
I was all mad.
You were very flustered.
I was such a diva.
You were still early.
Callie sent me valet.
I called her and I said, hey, you know, I really think we should get you valet.
Let's make sure you can get in the building.
I don't want to deal with you.
I just want to know if my demands are being met. Do I get valet this year or not?
Callie, let's just send Allie a car service so she doesn't even have to worry about driving. How about that?
Who am I? This is so embarrassing. My friend lost a child, and I'm like, and do I get valet? Do I get valet?
Stop it.
You are being too hard on yourself. Offered valet because I knew that you were going to be frazzled.
I wanted to laugh.
Why don't we do valet and we'll proactively like reduce your
asthma. It's fine. That's all I need. Otherwise, can't wait for the event tonight.
What?
Time out.
I offered valet to you too, so don't be saying hold up like I didn't offer you valet.
Did you not take the valet?
Did I get valet though?
Did you get it? You didn't ask for it.
You didn't say anything.
It should be assumed.
Oh, look who the diva is now, Callie. Look who it is now. It's not me anymore, is it?
I know, right?
Y'all know I come correct.
The tables have turned.
Y'all want me walking through downtown in my fresh fits?
Yes.
I have receipts. I said to you, do you want valet, DZ? And you didn't say anything.
You know what? Just park at the gas station. You're fine.
Didn't I yet? I'm pretty sure I said yes to all endeavors.
You did?
Otherwise, I'm going to be parking at the BP, dog.
Let's check the receipts.
You did not. But you know what? I'm going to get you valet. Yes. It's going to be all
You're
good.
Welcome, DZ. Now, because I made a fit on the air about this, you got valet, too. See,
double
you're
divas.
Welcome, DZ.
Double divas, baby.
This was going to be an Am I the Jerk for demanding valet at my friend's event that she throws to raise money for her dead child.
Yeah. We're definitely the jerks.
Because this is obviously about congenital heart disease, but I would not do that to myself because I clearly am the jerk. So.
There's no question.
No, Callie, I'm really proud of you. You do amazing things.
Thank you.
And we love working with you. And you know I'll be there for whatever you need. Just as long as I don't have something else booked.
We're excited to be there tonight for real, dog.
Yeah. We'll see you tonight at Hops
so
for Hearts.
So excited to see you.
All right, Callie. Love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
I had to have her on just to make sure I had valet. And then it worked out because now you have valet.
Well, I thought the valet was already included
for me. I was embarrassed to ask for the valet because I threw such a fit last year.
I didn't know valet was an option.
I didn't either until I got there and realized I didn't have it.
I love valet. Don't tempt me with a valet.
I like it when there's nowhere to park. See, that's when I'm into it.
It's clutch.
That's when it's worth it.
I don't necessarily like handing people my keys now, but, you know.
Well, and we were going to do an Am I the Jerk about a baby. I don't think we can now. I don't think it's appropriate.
Let's not.
It's not appropriate. We're going to do an audible, and we're going to do a different. I'm going to pull a different Am I the Jerk.
I agree.
We'll do the baby one next week because it's way too insensitive after I just talked to my friend who lost a child. This is not cool.
I completely agree, okay. And you know why.
Yes, let's go to Am I the Jerk.
Okay. Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, am I the jerk for telling off my mother-in-law? Ooh.
Well now. Okay.
They wrote in, they said, am I the jerk for reminding my mother-in-law how awful she treats my husband after she accused him of only coming around when he needs money? Okay, now I got to read this.
She had the defense of her
She's
man.
She's mad.
Okay.
She said, Allie and DZ, I've been with my husband for more than a decade and have mostly stayed out of it. But recently, my mother-in-law genuinely accused my husband of using his parents. For years, we've tried to maintain a decent relationship with them, and it usually revolves around saying nothing when hubby's mom is mean, nasty, or rude to us and oversteps with our kids. After years of her, at the very least, tainting every occasion with narcissistic ways, I hit a breaking point and told her off. Ooh, this is so many women are dream of this moment.
She's hot.
She said, and put into words what myself, my husband, and our family have endured. I haven't heard from her since on the subject. Hubby gets it, but thinks I overstepped by telling off my mother-in-law.
Okay.
So am I the jerk for telling her off? So it sounds like for years, they've been annoyed with this woman.
Well, she's had enough.
And they've had the respect where they're not disrespectful. They don't tell her off. They don't say something when she annoys them.
They give her the elder respect.
And then now she snapped and went off.
And when now I'm an elder too, dog.
But part of me's like, how much are you going to take? You're all adults. I understand not wanting to be rude to your in-laws.
Right.
But you're also all adults.
Right.
You don't have to be scared of other adults.
And I don't need to say it again, but our elder adults will never see us as the equal adults to their elder. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we are still all adults.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your own family.
Mm-hmm.
And you made that marital commitment to go to bat for your husband, just like he made that marital commitment to go to bat for you.
Mm-hmm.
But your husband said you overstepped.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
And that's his family.
That's it. Nah, that's his mother.
Oh, that's why he doesn't want to get involved.
Imagine
it's a different relationship.
Imagine this happens to you. Owens, Hudson's partner, whatever, goes, Allie, sometimes you be saying and doing too much with your boys. Please tone it back.
Oh, if one... okay, see, now you put it in perspective.
Look at you. Why'd you close your fist like that?
If Owen and Hudson's girlfriend looked at me like that, I'd be like, girl...
You better back up before you get backed up.
Whoever you are, get out of my house.
Persons, back up before you get backed up.
Out.
Don't get Fresh Prince jazzed about this door. Ah, right?
I've never understood why mother-in-laws feel like they own so much territory, and now you're putting it in perspective with my sons, and I'm going, of course they do.
Right.
I don't want to be that mother-in-law. Mm. I want to love my daughter-in-law or son-in-law or whatever I get.
We all are that parent.
Oh,
I hate
no.
to tell you. Unless we can consciously make that shift.
No.
This is exactly what's happening in this situation.
I'm so old, my perspective has changed. I now understand how the mother-in-law
said,
feels.
Oh, no! The mother-in-law, it's broken.
Before I had the wife perspective. Now I've got the mother-in-law perspective. Mm-hmm. Ah!
Well, and you're hitting that stage where you're going,
damn it,
you know,
where my kids are dating.
You're going to be mother-in-law soon.
Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so is she the jerk for telling off her mother-in-law? She snapped. Yes or no, DZ? Jerker, you're the one who's married. I'm not.
I want to say no, but this is where the familial line gets crossed. The husband said, you shouldn't have overstepped, but I guarantee you he appreciates you having said something because he was not. Not to his mama, I'll tell you that. All that being said, a little jerky.
It's a little much. Megan in Milwaukee said she's not the jerk, but the husband should be the one telling his mom how she acts is not okay. I do agree with that. The husband should be dealing with her.
But you, again, made your commitment. You are now one. You should be able to fill in where they lack. And he's lacking in telling his mama off because he's scared of that mother. He's thinking of the belt. He's thinking of the switch. He's thinking of the chancla, whatever.
He's regressing back to being a child.
He's a child in front of his mother, just like we all are. We're children in front of our parents.
It's so true.
I'm not a...
It's like the time Owen, he's like 6'4", but he came after Hudson because they wrestle all the time, and I am smaller than Owen now, and I got in his face, and he went, "I'm sorry, yes, ma'am."
Even
and I was like, "Oh wow, he's still
he's
scared of me,"
towering.
And he's gigantic, and I was like, "I'm ballsy for doing this one,"
right?
But I'm getting in his face
because let him realize he's big, big, bro.
But it didn't matter,
and then
he backed down.
He's a baby to you.
Yeah, he's a baby,
and to him, you're big. You're always gonna be big.
That's so funny.
You big homie. You OG. You mama bear. You mama Dukes.
Somebody said, "Yo, Allie, stop making noise." Do I do that too much? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Mm. 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk? She finally snapped and told off her mother-in-law. Her husband thinks she went a little too far, but she's had enough. The mother-in-law, she feels like, genuinely just drives him crazy for years, and she snapped.
Respected jerk, but jerk. I think, man, yeah, that's one family line.
I'm
going
to go not the jerk, even though I've come all the way around and felt bad for the mother-in-law. I'm going to say not the jerk. You're an adult. You're allowed to stick up for yourself. You do you. You're probably going to get more respect in the end.
This daughter-in-law didn't grow up with her as a mother.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
They're women to each other, woman to woman. She was trying to have a woman to woman conversation, and mother-in-law said, uh-uh.
Whoever said good morning, I'm a Mexican married man, but my mom is my mom, so jerk.
I'm a Colombian married man, and my mom is my mom, so jerk. Touche, Papa.
We'll talk to you next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's a jerk because she's been married for, what, like 10 years at least, but her mother-in-law drives them crazy, her and her husband.
We didn't give her a name.
We didn't give her a name. What should we name her? I thought about that, and then we got carried away talking about it.
Ooh.
She snapped. Snappy. We did Stacy yesterday.
Snappy Sally.
We do Sally too much. Fine.
Sally's a recurring character on the show.
Fair enough. Let's go to the phones and find out, though, if she's the jerk for telling off her mother-in-law. Her husband thinks she went too far. Jennifer's in Kenosha. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Hi. Are you married? I should ask that first. Are you married?
I'm actually only 25.
Oh!
So not yet, but I do have a boyfriend.
Hold on. You could be married.
You could be married at 25.
We was married by 25. I'm still a child.
No.
She said, "Sir, I am a child."
I am.
So is...
Is she the jerk, though,
for telling off her mother-in-law?
I do think that she is, because even though I am not married, like I said, I do have a boyfriend, and I just have a lot of respect for my mom, I guess, so I don't know if she has tried just talking to her, but I feel like I would have came at her, like... respectfully, like I wouldn't just let it all build up until I just explode.
Can I say something that married people might be thinking in their car? They're totally judging. This is like when you don't have kids yet. They're like, "Oh, you're not married yet, Jennifer. Give it time."
No,
when you have a boyfriend and you're engaged, you're all about your mother-in-law. You're like, "Let me get to know her," and then you get married. You're like, "This is my turf woman."
Yeah, there is a shift.
You're like,
no, there
back
is a shift,
up, lady.
There's genuinely a shift.
I'm also thinking of it from like I do have a 2-year-old daughter, and I kind of feel like I'm already like a monster-in-law.
All right, say less.
Oh, Jennifer.
No one's ever going to be good enough for my baby.
You should have led with that. You should have led. You get it. You get it.
That's all you had to say. Say less.
Baby. She's only 2, though. And I'm already like, no one's ever going to be good enough for my girl.
Trust. We believe and understand exactly where you're coming from. We get it, Jennifer. You get it, too. That's why you say it.
If someone's really good to my baby, though, and clearly she's really good to this man for him to be with her for 10 years.
True.
Then if he came to me and was like, you know, "Hey, you're making me feel some kind of way. I don't know where this is coming from, but we're having some issues." Like, I would accept that. But if you just come and you're screaming at me, I'm going to be in my baby's face like, "You need to leave this man."
Right.
Exactly.
Like,
see?
You don't like him here.
See?
Fair enough, Jennifer. Fair enough. All right. She kicks it off, says, "Jerk."
Like, he's giving her the benefit of the doubt because that is his mother. It's not like it's one of his cousins
Random.
Or something.
He's
like,
in the middle.
Yep.
But again, he should have dealt with it.
Him. Fair enough.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Jennifer.
It.
That was true, but I'm not going to tell my mom that.
Yeah.
You can if you want to, but I wouldn't.
That's the thing.
Have a great day,
That's
Jennifer.
Why this is tricky.
We appreciate
you
your call. Bye.
All right, let's go to our girl Paulina in Milwaukee. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
Hey, good morning.
Paulina, what up, fam? It's good to hear your voice. So all right. Jennifer just said jerk. What do you think? Is she the jerk for snapping and going off on her mother-in-law?
Paulina's got to say no.
I agree. She's a jerk. And it's because I believe that the son should go to the mom, and whether that be an outburst or just talking to her, no matter what, I think it needs to be the son.
Sure.
Because as a mom, I'm a mom of three and I'm married. It would be more personal to me if my child came and had that talk with me than like their girlfriend or boyfriend, because I'd be like, who is this little disrespectful thing talking to me, you know? But if it's my kid, I would take it more personal, like, oh, dang, I'm hurting my kid. Maybe I should chill.
That's,
you know, like, I just thought it would have been more personal coming from the son, and maybe she would change, you know, rather than thinking that the girlfriend's just being disrespectful because she's like, well, my son's not complaining, so why are you? Why are
she's
you?
Not going to listen to the girlfriend. That's a good point. Yeah.
I had the flip,
or the wife, I mean. Yeah.
I had the flip in my mind where Paulina's on one end and I was on the other going, well, if the son says something, she's gonna dismiss that 100% faster than she's gonna from anybody else. Because it's the son.
As a mom of three, I totally feel like it would touch me more personally if my kid came and told me, like, hey, the way you're treating me and talking to me is really affecting me and my family.
This is interesting.
I would start to self-reflect, like, ooh.
Paulina, this
is
interesting.
It might take a minute, but she'd feel it though.
I feel this so hard because we do this where it depends on who says it to us.
Yep.
Sometimes our closest friends and family can say the same thing to us, and 100%. We don't care. And then somebody on the outside can say it, and we go, excuse me?
A stranger says it, and you're like, huh?
It's the opposite. You receive it from people you care about, but not people you... So it could go either way.
True. And I was on the other end going, there's no way mom's going to listen to son. She hasn't listened to him at all, ever, so
she's
why would she start now?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. All right, Paulina, you say jerk. Though.
Jerk, doubled up.
Yep.
All right, fam, appreciate you. Good to hear from you.
Bye, Paulina. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Love you, too. Last but not least, Roger, our boy, is in Milwaukee.
Morning, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Oh, good morning. Good
He's
morning.
Married.
Good morning, Allie Geezy, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know.
Let's go.
You don't need a theme song. You have your whole intro, Roger.
He created his own.
Come on.
For sure.
For sure.
Roger, you're married. Is she a jerk for telling off her mother-in-law?
Yo, I'm a Mexican man and married for 35 years. She's the big jerk.
He said, and I'm Latino on top, so
what if you weren't Mexican? Is she still the jerk?
Fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, I think that's just a conversation between the mom and the son. When you get in between family members, it's a big problem.
Yeah. It starts to get icky. You know?
Well, but you're a family member now, too, though. You're a family member now, too, and that's got to be at least addressed.
Yeah. I mean, you're right about that. But if the son is enduring all this, if he's taking all this, there's a reason. You see what I'm saying? There's a reason why he takes it, and you can't come in between that.
The reason is that he's scared of the backhand.
And he doesn't want to get involved. That's why. Duh.
He's scared of pow-pows.
I mean, if the son doesn't want to get involved, then that should just tell you, you know.
Leave it alone.
You guys should just talk about it amongst you two and try to see if you can resolve it from there. But if you step in the middle between that, it's going to be crazy.
I hear it. Talk about it. Complain about it at home. Come up with a solution behind closed doors
talk
and rock.
Because
mom is mom and she ain't
gonna
change.
She had too much, though. It was 10 years of it, and she snapped one day. You guys know how that goes. You try your hardest.
Don't let your mother-in-law end
explosion.
Your marriage. Do not let your mother-in-law end your marriage.
Fair
y'all.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's where the son even said you stepped out of line.
Yeah, he did.
You endured all that over the years, and it does build up. I'm not saying she's wrong,
right?
But you can't do what you're going
to
do.
She let it boil over when we should have found a different way to work through it. I know.
Now everybody's fighting.
We hear you, Roger. Right. Now everybody's fighting. Ain't nobody talking. Right.
All right. Well, Roger, thank you for calling.
All right. You guys have a great Friday.
You too, man. Stay up. Stay blessed. Much love, man. Peace.
Would you ever go off on... Have you ever gone off on your mother-in-law? Would you?
No. I don't really feel like my parent-in-laws are like go-off worthy.
Yeah.
Now, have we
they're
had conversations?
Cool.
Yeah. They're really chill. And honestly, I'm really chill when I'm over there because they got all the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Once the daughters and the sisters, and once my wife and her sisters get together, they carry the energy.
They do it.
So yeah, y'all go ahead and handle that. Yeah. Y'all handle that. I'm gonna be over here with my kids.
It's interesting. All the people texting in saying jerk. But Haley texted in and said, does she have a monster-in-law? She says not the jerk. Oh, people saying she's the jerk is diabolical. 10 years, she's fed up. Who said she hasn't tried having a civil conversation? As someone who has a monster-in-law, she's not a jerk. So Haley was triggered the other way. See, Haley, you should have called in.
Haley came into the defense late.
She said, hold on.
We still read your text, though.
Noel, jerk on the air, though.
Sweet.
It is what it is.
Pack it up.
All right, so we have to give away Jim Gaffigan tickets, and then Dumpster Fire Dating is back.
Are you ready for this?
Because I don't know.
I'm ready to know about which guy. You know, earlier you said, oh, it's maybe a guy I might be talking to new or a stalker, boo. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised how far one guy went.
And that's to say the least.
And that's to say the least. Maybe I will tell that story. Okay, Jim Gaffigan is coming to the Riverside Theater in 9 days on the 13th. You know what?
Countdown.
I'm going to play one of his jokes for you. Go ahead and pull it up here. Jim Gaffigan, you might know him from doing jokes like this.
I was invited to a surprise birthday party. It was a surprise birthday party for a dog. That's right. I have friends that are mentally ill. I went. It was in my apartment building, and I needed the material.
Fair. Say content.
And to be fair, the dog was surprised. Didn't suspect a thing.
Sorry, that's it. It goes on and on.
Didn't suspect a thing.
But you get the picture. Jim Gaffigan is coming to Riverside Theater, and he will be there in 9 days. If you are caller 33.
Let's get it.
414-533-1037. Ooh, and you're playing one of my favorite Billie Eilish songs. This is a good Friday.
It is, ain't it?
414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see Jim Gaffigan, and then Dumpster Fire Dating's next.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
So I wasn't even going to bring this guy up on the air, but screw it, because I think he just wants the clout.
Well, I'm going to be honest, I want to hear both stories. I want to hear about the stalker and the new boo.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, big facts.
Okay, fine. So let's start with the negative, and then we'll do the positive.
Tell me one, and then the other.
Okay, so do you remember Red Flag Guy? And it's okay if you say no.
I remember the name, but like the red flags are...
Met him early 2023. I'll recap for you.
Please.
Actually, I didn't meet him in early 2023. He had been kind of in my DMs off and on for a couple of years. And we would talk. And then finally, we went on a date in 2023. Okay. That was actually kind of what happened. And we went out. We went out a few times. He was also, do I need to remind you, the guy who we went on a date to the Wisconsin State Fair. And then he spent the night and sat down to pee in front of me.
Oh, this guy.
Remember that guy?
He was too tired to stand.
He sat down. And I was like, I can't believe he's sitting down to pee and like with the door open.
He
like,
didn't care.
Like in the morning. He had no shame. I was like, this is like married people stuff.
I remember. Yeah.
Remember? And I was like, that's wild. But I called him Red Flag Guy because he would do this thing where he would talk to you every day, sweep in. I'm sure women have guys like this on their roster. Sweep in, take you on a date, disappear.
Gone.
But act like he's still totally involved. And I'm like, I haven't seen you in 3 weeks. Like, just stop messaging me. What are we doing? We're not dating. We're hooking up. We're not dating. Just stop.
Heard.
He's that guy.
Okay.
So it was, you know, we went on maybe 4 to 5 dates the entire 2 years that he was on my roster. Maybe.
And he sat down. Yeah.
And he sat down to pee at the end, and that was it. But I will say, at the date at the fair, I thought this was great. And then he would do this thing where he would just disappear for weeks, whatever. This guy, we would text here and there occasionally, and I had just had enough of him because he was so rude the few times I would text him, right? I'm not saying I can't be rude too, but we would have this, we just weren't vibing
awkward
on our
exchange
text.
And it wasn't right.
So then, fast forward, I'm minding my own business one day in maybe, I don't know, October, November, maybe December, sometime at the end of last year. And I get this message in my DMs from another man who's asking me if I know Red Flag Guy. And I'm like, what? I'm like, why is a random guy in my DMs asking me if I
about
know this guy?
Specific.
And then this guy goes into this like 7-paragraph heartbreak story about how Red Flag Guy stole his girlfriend. And do I know this guy? Because Red Flag Guy had told his girlfriend all about me and that we had hooked up and he even shared my text messages with his girlfriend.
Huh?
And I went, oh, no, 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 no. I don't even care if Red Flag Guy stole your girlfriend. What I care about is Red Flag Guy is showing our personal private messages
to
random
else.
People I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the girl was saying such I don't even want to get into it. It was grossing me out. She's like, I got Ellie's sloppy seconds. I'm like, who says that? That's disgusting.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting. Like, these people are gross, right? So I get this DM. And so I just was like, unbelievable.
So sometime in last year's third quarter.
And you know I already have trust issues.
Sure.
So now when I get a message from a guy I don't know telling me that red flag guy is sharing my text with random people, other people I don't know, now I'm mad.
I'd be thinking, man, is my now phone number just out here in the universe like that?
So
like,
now
what?
I can't even, now I got to be, everything I write to people I trust, I can't write anymore?
You got to write an invisible ink or something?
You wonder why I have trust issues. So
fair.
I message red flag guy and I said, oh, you like telling people you know me?
Talking about me?
Make you feel cool?
I knew my ears
I
was
went
hot.
Off on him. And he's like, what are you talking about? I go, you like sharing my texts with people? He goes, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking
about. And I
about.
Go, you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. Exactly what I said right back. You know what I'm talking about. He goes, no, I don't. I go, yes, you do. Mm. I go, you're unbelievable. I go, get the hell away from me. Like, leave me alone.
Stop.
And I blocked him.
Fair.
I said, you're done. Goodbye. Once I knew he was sharing my personal stuff with people, I went, you are off any kind of trust circle I ever had, including I've let you in my house. Like, you're just out, dude.
You
you're
sat
out.
On my toilet to pee,
you sat
my
on
boy.
My toilet in front of me.
So what's going on?
So I blocked him on everything.
Right.
He tried to send me a whole message on Snapchat, and then I blocked him as well okay. when I got that one. So he's blocked on Instagram. He's blocked on Facebook. He's blocked on Snapchat.
On everything.
He's blocked on the phone.
Yeah, you blocked him on anything he could possibly reach mm-hmm. out to you on.
So all of a sudden, February 21st, I get a DM from a random Facebook that's clearly a fake Facebook account. And it says, I miss you. I wish we still talked.
Who the hell is this?
So I write back and I say, who is this?
Yeah.
Because I know it's him.
You already knew?
I know it.
How? Why?
Because he's the only one that would go around the block. He did it the first time I blocked him. 2 years ago, he went around the block and you go, this guy, I go, this guy went around the block.
It's his MO. He's going to find a way to reach out somehow.
He likes the chase. He thinks it's a game and he thinks that I want him to keep pushing
even when
I'm pushing back.
I'm following.
And I'm actually very upset and mad. I don't want anything to do with this guy.
To him, the no might mean yes.
It's
just
it doesn't.
Try harder.
No,
yeah.
it doesn't.
Yeah.
So I say, who is this? And he writes back, just a bleeping loser.
Mm.
So I say, so I reply and I say, well, if you have to message me from a fake account, probably true.
You already knew.
I knew it was him.
You knew.
I couldn't prove it,
yeah.
but I knew it. Because who else do I have blocked?
Not like that.
The only other people I have blocked would never go around and send me a message from a fake account. They just wouldn't.
I could hear that.
They just wouldn't.
Yeah. No, I could hear that. I follow.
So he sends back a sad emoji face when I say, if you have to message me from the fake account, probably true. He sends sad emoji.
Aww.
So then I say, what do you want? We still haven't even established who it is.
Right. But you know.
But I'm pretty sure. He goes, to say what I've said.
What are you saying?
And I write back and I go, well, then say it with your chest and tell me who you are or go away.
Yeah. Fair enough.
He sends back laughy face. So I ignore it. I just moved on with my life. That was in February.
Good.
March 16th, I get another message from this fake account. He says, it's red flag guy, duh. But he uses his real name. And I go, I know.
Yeah,
I wrote back and I go, I already knew this.
Yeah, it didn't take me long to figure
out.
And
he sends back another laughy face. And I'm like, I can't believe this guy.
So this guy just wants to talk to you.
So I write him back and I go, you need to learn some boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I have you blocked for a reason. And you've
got
to be a total narcissist to think someone who has you blocked still wants to talk to you. I'm not a game player.
Yeah.
We only hung out a few times total. I'm good. Go play your little games with other girls. Leave me alone.
Word.
He says, well, I'm not meaning to play games. Okay. I apologize. I didn't want it to be this way. I'm sorry. And I never replied ever again.
Cool. Good.
And
great.
That was
great.
Weeks
nope.
ago.
Leave it at that.
What the hell?
Woof. I don't envy whatever you got going
on.
You already know that.
Like, I mean, luckily I know him, so I know he's not going to hurt me. Because
obviously.
If I didn't know him, I'd be like, this is scary. Like, who goes
this.
Around? I wouldn't even bring it up on the air.
Yeah.
But I go, this guy's a dummy. He's just annoying. He's toxic in this way.
And he just wants to talk and
he
keep
wants
you
to
around.
Be annoying. And then as soon as I give him attention again, he's going to be a jerk again. I've already I've done this
we've
with you for 2 years.
We've played this game.
You shared my text with people I don't know.
I passed this level.
And I'm done with you.
Yeah.
There's
not
a reason on my trust circle is so small and I don't trust anyone.
Leave
and
it at
you
that.
Left an example.
Leave it at that.
So that's it.
You said what you needed to say. Like, hey,
I shouldn't even have replied that much, but I was so annoyed with
the
fake account. I'm like, who does that?
I think it was valuable because it was the last little like, please don't do this
again. Don't leave me alone.
Right? Because then now any other exchange that might be thoughtful for him, you just block.
Immediate,
no response and block.
I don't have this moment of weakness either where like I'm just need attention or love or bored. I'm not hooking up with this guy.
No.
Because this guy is not not a safe space. He's going to show everything I do or say to people. You know, he's got to go.
That's untrustworthy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's out.
And like I said, bro, like
he's out.
The dating realm is not for me. So I don't know how you put yourself through it or put yourself up or make yourself put up with it.
You're married to your high school sweetheart. Are you happy about that now? Dude, when you hear these stories,
here's the thing. My wife and I have known each other since middle school.
Yeah,
we didn't date in middle school. We knew each other through high school. Mm-hmm. We didn't date in high school either. Mm-hmm. We didn't date until the summer of the end of my senior year when she was in her freshman year of college. I was finishing high school.
Oh, that's right, because you got a cougar. She's older.
She's a little older. She's about a year older. You know what I'm saying? Rawr. So we never went through any of the dating apps. Mm-hmm. We never went through any of like the trying to meet somebody in the wild as an adult, realistically, because we were what, 17, 18, or 18, 19, I mean?
Well, even I've been in relationships since I started dating, but when I think about when I met my ex-husband in 2007, how different. I was in my 20s then.
Yeah.
I walked up to him and gave him my number on a napkin. You didn't have apps. You didn't do that. You literally saw somebody in a bar. You waved and you went, "Hey, cutie, you want my number?" That's how I met him.
Allie, you know,
I can't imagine that happening in 2025.
They only do that in the movies now.
It's not
literally
real.
They do that in the movies
it's
now.
It's not
and
a
that's
thing.
It.
You have to like find them online. You have to stalk people. Like, what?
chill.
Not literally, but you know what I'm saying?
I do hear what you're saying. But that being said, you also mentioned a new something slight.
Oh, you want to know about the new guy?
Talk to me. I mean, Give me at least a quick minute. I mean, what's up?
I'll give you 30 seconds.
All right, I'll take it.
Well, he's a contractor. You know, I like guys that work with their hands.
This is fruitful. Okay.
We need a guy.
We need a guy.
So I was messaging him, and I was like, basically like, "Hey, can you come
you
fix
wanna
my
come fix
can
my
you
stuff?
Fix my stuff?" When I always started the conversation. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It is Friday.
Yes.
You can always go and try to win a trip to LA to see SZA and Kendrick Lamar on our website at 1037kissfm.com.
Congratulations.
Good luck.
Go ahead.
Go in or to win. So DZ.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold out hope for summer.
Same.
I feel like we're in that cusp where it could snow again or it could be 80 tomorrow.
Don't say that.
And I'm hoping it doesn't. I'm hoping it doesn't because I've already talked about my mental health is suffering from this weather. Yep.
Only S word we say is summer. Summer.
How do we fix this problem?
Summer. Well, I tell you how me and the homies are looking to fix this problem.
Say more.
So we got group chats, and you know a lot of these friends that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, the Angelos, the Beccas,
the college friends,
the Rees, the Vinces, right? Like the homies.
You guys have these like couple friends, like you and your wifey.
Yeah. That, it's like our couples friends group, if you will. We've talked a lot and more recently about buying a boat.
Who's we?
We.
Like you and Aaron?
And the
you
homies.
And your wife?
And the homies. The group of pooling funds together.
Stop it.
And getting a pontoon.
How many people?
Six of us.
So three couples,
arguably.
How much is a pontoon?
Well, it depends on how much you want to put down for one. Ooh. So the homies.
How would this work?
The homies, Vince and Becca, have been looking at pontoons.
Okay.
Like, they kind of were the catalyst. Like, we all want a boat. Who doesn't want a boat?
Well,
right?
Everybody. I want a friend with a boat.
Right. We trying to be the friends with the boat.
That part.
They went and like, "Man, we've been looking at pontoons on like Facebook Marketplace." And we're like, "Oh, dang, that's kind of, that's aggressive."
Yeah.
Y'all want a boat?
They're serious.
They're like, "Yeah, it'd be just nice. We could rent it out too. It'll pay itself off."
Ah.
My man Vince is very entrepreneurial.
He's thinking about it that way.
He's thinking smart. Like, we rent it out a couple times, but it'll pay itself.
Right.
Sure.
You could do that.
You got to get insurance, all these things. There's things you got to do. But I didn't hate the idea. So when I was in town in Gurnee visiting some family not that long ago, I made a quick pit stop at Gurnee Mills.
Mm-hmm.
In that process, I saw the Bass Pro Shop, the big like Cabela's type store.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
At that, in Gurnee Mills, they have a clearance lot for boating equipment.
They do not.
Yes.
I don't know. I just get on boats. I don't buy them.
They got a clearance lot outside in Gurnee Mills.
Yes.
And I saw a pontoon
for
on
how
clearance.
Much?
It was like 25 bands.
So divided by three.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
We went.
Are you going to buy a boat with your friends?
We'll put the down payment, y'all. What's up?
I'll give you a hundy.
Forget the roof. Forget the fence. Let's buy a boat.
Let's get up. Forget all the problems we have in our house.
We joked around with it for a little bit and it was like, well, yeah.
Should
and then
do it.
The conversation went dead. But then the other day.
Of course it did.
They send us a boat, a pontoon from Facebook Marketplace for like 12,000, bro. Something like that. Something slight.
Oh, nice. So it must be a real dumpy one.
But it works. It floats. It works. That's maybe a little bit of a fixer-upper.
That's the thing about pontoons. You can get all these bells and whistles, but at the end of the day, you always end up drunk on these the end anyway. You don't care what it looks like and if it has a good sound system. You just want to be on an open boat.
Do I want
You're not there for the view.
Do I want the two-tier pontoon with a slide? Yes. Am I not going to get on the boat because it doesn't have it? No. I'm bringing my cooler and sitting my happy self down wherever
Drop
my weight.
Drop me off at the sandbar.
Tell me, do I sit in the front or the back so we don't sink? That's all I need to know. Where do I distribute my big old self at, bro? So when they sent this boat, they were like, listen, it's like $2,000-$3,000 per couple. So you put $10,000 on the boat. That's a little pontoon. Now we got a boat. Now we've got something for the summer. It got me thinking, though, what else could we? I mean, if we're already talking about pooling our funds together, no pun intended, we could buy so many things. Mm-hmm. We could buy so many things if we all pooled funds.
I agree. This is like how people do timeshares. Like they basically buy a place to go visit together and they travel. It's like a timeshare, but it's with your friends.
I'd buy a cabin with the homies.
Oh.
Come on now.
I would do that.
Something in the UP
the
or like
the only thing that, that scares me about this idea is like it's like going into business with your friends.
It is.
So that's the only thing that scares me because if like somebody stops paying or somebody wants out, I know somebody who owns a house like with a bunch of family members. It was handed down to them.
Okay.
And now there's all these kids. Well, one of the kids doesn't want it to own the house. So now you've got five siblings. Four are going, we want to keep the house and the family. And one's going, I don't.
No, I don't want that.
So that's the worst thing. You guys buy a pontoon in a year, let's say. I'm just hypothetical out. Vince goes, I don't want to do this anymore. Sucks. This wasn't as awesome as we thought. Now what are you going to do?
Now we're stuck taking care of the boat with the fees, the dock fee, and then the storage.
Not for real. This is about what would you buy with your friends.
Without owning a boat, we don't know what it takes to own a boat, right? But on the front end, this looks lucrative for us. Mm-hmm. It looks nice. And honestly, everybody's always looking for a boat in the summer in Milwaukee. And if we got $5 a head or, you know, a $500 rental for the day, something like that, bro, that is bread.
Wait, somebody said DZ. It's CC from Elkhorn. I have one for sale, a.k.a. Chris from Champs.
Oh!
You know I get down with Champs.
You know we get down with Champs. What up, Chris?
What? Chris has a boat?
Chris, I didn't know you had a boat for sale, my boy.
What?
We need to talk, Chris. I got
what?
I got answers. I got questions. We might have just started a relationship.
He even left
here.
The number and everything.
Okay,
I
Chris.
Just want the wings. Give DZ the boat. I want the wings from Champs.
Does the boat come with boneless?
I hope not, because I like bone in. But
that part.
What would you buy? If you could, somebody said, DZ, let's go in on an RV. That's Bella. Oh, I might. No, because then I'm going to do the RV. I would go in on an RV with you, but then in a year, I'd be done with it. This is why I don't want to do this with anybody, because I would quit after a year. I'd be like, I tried it. We're good.
It's making the commitment, too, to being able to spend time with these people, because you buy an RV with a group of people, and if you're not using it at the same time, then you got to fit it into your schedules. What's going to end up happening is y'all take vacations together now.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, do you have a slip you can dock it? That's not, we don't care, but that's not a problem.
It is a problem, because if you buy a boat with no slip to dock it.
It's a problem.
What? This is kind of true.
It's Vince's problem. It ain't going to be all of our problem.
Names. This is true. If we do have a place to dock it. We do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
It's already set up. We would just have to drive 3 hours to get it.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, then what would you buy if you could all pool in your money together with friends? What would you buy? DZ's thinking about buying a boat. Bella said an RV.
What's up? We want to buy a cabin? We trying to go in on a timeshare?
A cabin would be awesome.
A Disney timeshare. Why not?
Are we going to buy a dumpy cabin or are we going to buy a nice cabin?
No, a nice cabin. Nice. Come look at us. Do we look dumpy? I mean, don't answer that.
Yes.
Don't answer that.
When's our first boat ride? Just saying.
So we're buying a boat.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. DZ and his friends thinking about going in and buying a pontoon together. Now, I might chip in for fun.
Throw a couple hundred in, bro. Come on now. Fill it up for the first time and we'll be good.
Brittany in Sussex said, I would definitely buy a place up north or the south with friends. She would buy a place with friends. We talked about that.
I would buy, for example, something else that people might not really want to invest in. I would invest in an old school vehicle and then rent it out for photo shoots.
Oh, I was like, what would you do with an old vehicle? Oh, for photo shoots.
I like old school cars as it is, but then, right? You buy it with friends, then we all got a dope whip to whip around in for like special occasions. Mm-hmm. We can rent it out. That thing pays itself. Man, listen.
We're talking about what you would actually go in and buy with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Danielle in Butler, see what she wants to do, because I have no idea. I don't think I would. I don't know if I would buy something with friends. I don't know.
Think about it. A timeshare in Florida, closer to your family. Now we can go and I can visit my family. I'd buy a timeshare with you. As crazy
as
it is, I would.
But then my fear would be I'd want out one day and then I'd have to tell you.
Of course we would want out a year later, but I would still do it. That's the point.
ADD would kick in. Yeah. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, fam. Great to hear from you. What's up?
What are you trying to buy with a friend?
A lot of land. Not like a lot, like a whole lot of it, but just like a tiny lot where we could grow our own garden and start up a booming floral business.
You want to do florals?
That's cool. Buy like a little, an acre of land. That's it.
One of the women on Sister Wives. Yeah. I don't know if you watched that show. It's only been on 9,000 seasons.
I don't.
They're all getting divorced now, which is making it really good.
Yikes.
Because, you know, that was their whole thing was their Sister Wives.
Yeah.
So they're all getting divorced now, and one of the wives went and bought like 100 acres with one of the kids to do, she bought it specifically in like North Carolina or something where they can grow flowers and they know they can harvest them and sell them. They want to make it a whole business.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't think about these things like buying land to make flowers to start a business. That's
farmers.
I think, well, let's buy a brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Let's buy flowers from somebody else. Like, I never think that far. But this is Danielle saying, I want the land.
And she doesn't even want the 100 acres. Like,
she just wants one.
No. She don't even need the mule. She literally just wants a little plot.
Like our backyard.
Right. An acre.
I'll rent it to you.
Right. And we both rent apartments. I'm like, Amanda, you got to like buy a house so that we can like get on this in your own yard. Yep. Like,
she's telling her to buy a house so they can harvest the flowers in her friend's yard.
Somebody's got
to
buy it.
She's the one that's married.
You sound like me. Oh, because you're married, you have to buy the house? What the hell?
I see your logic.
She doesn't have to buy a house, but they're already in the works of buying a house.
Oh, okay, okay. Danielle
so
said,
I'm like, this is just hustle it up a little faster.
I'm just piggybacking off of y'all, man. Hurry up with this house.
I love you so
much. Encouraging.
Right, hey, encouraging.
It makes me feel powerful to own a house as a single woman. Just saying, Danielle. Putting it out there.
I believe it. You know, I could only imagine.
I couldn't buy one now, but thank God I bought one back then.
Yes.
The market's a mess. Yes. Okay, Danielle, have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye. Love you.
Lay you back. We're going to be looking out for a plot of land for you.
Mm-hmm. As Mike from Cedarburg said, BOAT stands for Bust Out Another Thousand.
Oh, God.
Oh, Sherry in Caledonia said Bucks season tickets. I would totally go in on that.
I would do that.
I would totally go on season tickets with friends.
If I didn't work for the team as an in-game host, I would 100% have season tickets and just always be there.
Yes.
Always. Yeah. Oh, with the homies too. Get a little 10-pack. We can all go have a good time, sit wherever. Ooh!
Pull up Bella in Kenosha. I already know what she wants to buy with us, and I think we're in. So, Bella, when do we buy the RV?
Let's go.
Let's
today.
Go. Family road
trip. That'll be part of our adventure.
I want to do one trip and then I want to sell it.
Fair. Yeah, fair. One cross country and then we out. We sell it in Cali. We don't drive it back.
Oh, I wasn't even going to go cross country. I was going to go to like Monaco and quit.
Oh, God. I go a little further.
I'm like, nah.
Yeah, come on.
Bro, can we get an amphibious RV? Let's get an amphibious RV.
What does that mean?
One that can go What's in that? The water.
Yes.
Oh.
It's a boat RV. It's a houseboat RV.
But
down.
Then I'm never leaving the water.
Yeah, duh.
I'm just going to live out there.
What's the problem with that?
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. I'm hearing nothing wrong.
Is that what we're buying together, Bella? Is that what you called in to say was an RV?
Well, an RV, but I'm also like interested in the slip that DZ says something about because I've been trying to find one ever since Browns Lake closed their marina.
Oh, she wants to get on in your boat slip.
Oh.
You know, wait, yeah. Bella, you know how many lakes there are in Wisconsin? Wait, you have a boat? What?
Yeah, it's not a pontoon, but it's a nice fishing boat.
Aw.
Bella, we like boats. Don't care about the size. Size don't matter.
I need a little power. Size matters to me. I need power.
It's the motion in the ocean.
It's a good time, let me tell you.
How good of a time?
We're going to have to find out.
Well, you'll have to come and find out.
How powerful. All right.
We still talking about boats.
Bella, see you at the RV park. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Meet at RV World at noon.
I forgot they have a fishing boat. Well, Carl is listening on the Odyssey app in Indianapolis, so let's pull him up last. Hi, Carl.
What up?
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Carl,
last but not least.
DZ wants to buy a boat with all of his friends. They want to buy a pontoon. What would you go in and buy with all your friends?
Party pontoon.
Yes.
I would definitely buy a Hummer.
A Hummer? Like a car?
Why?
Yeah.
With your friends?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, that's a good pull. A car's a good one. You
They're
just
so
like
boxy.
Hummers?
Well, the reason is because I love them so much that my aunt used to have one, and I drove with it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm in love with this car.
I've
like,
never
it was
been
like,
in one. How much are Hummers? Like, I couldn't even tell you.
They
Do
just
you know?
Dropped a new Hummer. It actually looks kind of nice.
I'm like looking to. I'm trying to figure this out.
Hummers are probably like 50, 60.
Oh, geez. Well, I'll never know then. I'll never ride in one. Nice to know. Thanks, Carl.
We're not buying it with you, Carl.
Thanks for the review.